Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Yikes! What a train wreck of a year. Nothing happened like it was supposed to. But although 2020 was full of challenges, it was also full of life lessons, if you allowed yourself to listen. So here's what 2020 taught me. Lesson number one comes from my oldest son. He's 18, a senior in high school. And now this poor kid had a year full of disappointment. No prom, no sports, no social outings, no homecoming parade. The list of not this year items that teenagers live for, well, it is endless and canceled. So instead of looking at the situation with frustration, 2020 taught me to value this time with my oldest child because he's going to be gone in a year. Thank you, 2020, for giving me my son this year. I had more time and opportunities to talk with him this year than I ever would have had done on my own under normal circumstances. I could be there for him as a listening ear, an empathizer, and just be there for him when he needed to vent. And the result was a new bond with my son that may not have had the opportunity any other time. Now, already tears are welling up in my eyes thinking about this child moving out and away next year. 2020 may have taught me to be grateful for my oldest child, but 2021 will have to teach me to let go. His plan is out-of-state college. My next lesson two, is from my next oldest child, who is 16. This child taught me to reach out and talk to your teenager, even if you feel like you're a nagging mom. This is my child that likes to lock themselves up in their room, watch YouTube videos all day long, and wear headphones all day to tune out the noise of life. This child taught me to keep nudging your teen and never underestimate the power of short, honest check-ins. 2020 had this teen withdraw, and I was challenged to consistently try to reach out to my child and show my concerns. I know that teens can make you feel like you're bugging them, but you must not give up on your efforts to show respect and love. For this child, one-on-one time is the only way to bond with him. I had to make special efforts to do this consistently throughout the year. Even if the only time I had was a 15-minute car ride. My perseverance and consistency paid off over time, though. And as I close the 2020 year, I see that quality time is much more important than the quantity of time you spend with your child. The next middle child is 10, and here's lesson three. This child taught me the importance of meeting your child where they are at emotionally. 2020 was a roller coaster of emotions, and sometimes kids just need you to meet them where they are to see them grow. I used to approach bad situations with optimism and try to make my child feel better by convincing them to look on the bright side or count your blessings. There's so much to be thankful for. Well, in 2020, I changed this parenting tactic and learned that sometimes kids do not want to hear the good side. Instead, they need someone to feel that crap with them. It is the act of sitting together in the sadness, in the anger, in the frustration that can give a child hope. This empathy tactic says, you're not alone. I understand. And I will go through it with you so that you can lean on me for support when you're ready. Lesson number three, my youngest child, 8 years old. Now, over quarantine, this child painted rocks with words of encouragement and placed her unique stones all over our local park so that people could find them. Sometimes we can find inspiration in the innocence of children. She was so concerned about others as the days of 2020 got longer and longer. And She can see and observe society's big gray cloud overhead. Now this child felt a need to help. And although there was little that she could do, she did what she could. Sometimes provoking a stranger's smile can ignite a spark of happiness that will pass along like falling dominoes. This child knows that her spark of hope and joy all over the neighborhood with her happy rocks will make a difference. My daughter taught me not to ignore small acts of kindness. And 2020 taught me that small acts of kindness can get you through a rough year. Now, 2020 was a challenge for me, but one of the most profound lessons I learned is also the one that most parents ignore. What is the most overlooked yet valuable resource a parent can have? Friends. Yeah, friends. Good parent friends can make your parenting journey easier or harder, like night and day. Friends can be the difference between sanity and insanity. Parenting friends are priceless. I could not see many of my supportive friends this year because of COVID, but I did keep in touch with two. It is because of these two ladies that I made it through the turbulence of 2020. Those friends that allow you to vent and cry. Those friends that show up for you when you cannot show up for yourself. Friends you can ask parenting questions to and do not feel embarrassed or judged. Parents need other parents. We need support. Finding friendships is the secret sauce to being a better parent. It is a part of our self-care and something that we need to do for ourselves to keep our sanity. So 2020 taught me the real value of friends and that investing in friendships is worth every minute, like gold. Now, 2020 was not easy, but I would be lying if I said it was all bad. There was a lot to learn in 2020 if you were willing to hear. I could not be more grateful for my lessons. Perhaps I was not the most impactful parent, like in past years. I let the kids sleep in my bedroom too often. We all watched too much TV and played too many video games. All the togetherness of quarantine was rough at times. There were moments we wanted to kill each other. But I also have never had a year full of so many hugs and special talks with my teens. I also never had so many memorable moments on the couch. In the end, 2020 reminded me that moms and dads do not need gifts and vacations or elaborate plans to bond with their children. Each day presents itself with the opportunity to be with your child. And what matters most is that you show up without your phone or distractions. I hope this video blog brought you value. And if it did, please press the like button and share this recording with a friend. But with my lessons of 2020 in mind, I've decided to start 2021 by helping other parents find their parenting friends. I'll be offering a special moms group in the new year where moms will come together to make friendships and grow in their parenting journey. If you're interested in learning more about this excellent opportunity to meet other women and explore small group coaching with me, show your interest by going to theimpactfulparent.com/support squad. This is where you can sign up to be the first to know about details to the program. Now, space will be limited because bonding happens in small groups. So get on the waitlist now, and there is no commitment to buy. And again, visit theimpactfulparent.com/support squad. Invest in your friendships in 2021. Listen to the lessons the universe is teaching and become a more impactful parent. So until next time, remember, parents, you got this. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.